Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Happy to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. Our desire always is to for the truth to be brought out from a grassroots level, and all listeners to call in and share their biblical experience. Amen. The subject is, where do problems come from? Where do problems come from? Father, we thank you right now, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, look upon each and every one of us. O God, those that are calling in, those that desire to call in, those that are listening on the airways, those that are traveling, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know you're able to find Satan's hand on every part. And Lord, that's why we are here. Oh God, coming together. You say where two or three come together in your name, there we are, and you are in the midst. And we thank you, oh Lord God, for bringing us together. Lord, we ask you to look upon the sick, the halt, the blind, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, and to bind Satan's hand, oh God, in every part of God. We're in agreement. But we're in agreement. Amen. You say when you two or three come together and agree, oh God, you be in the midst. And I know when you are in the midst, oh Lord, and you promise you be in the midst of us, Lord, answers will come. Decision will be made in the proper and the positive way. And this we ask in Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Welcome again. This is your host, Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. We're here, amen, and looking for you and you, and happy to have you, amen, those that are calling in for the first time, and you being here, amen, and how we do it here in Doctrine of Truth. We don't give out your name, we only give out your area code and your last four digits, and we pray that whatever the Lord do for you, amen, it be done well good. And we know that the Lord, he's always on our side. He's always looking and guiding us and keeping us and encouraging us in every part of our life. So that is the confidence we have. That should be the confidence that you have in Christ Jesus, that he's on your side. It should not be, amen, any doubts. Amen. Should not be any confusions that if God is against me, amen. Jesus saved. Jesus came and he gave his life. Amen. That should be solved. We have to solve that problem. Amen. That doubt the enemy brings. And nothing but doubt that the devil brings about, amen, God is not on your side. He is on your side. Amen. He is for you. Amen. This is what we're discussing. Where do problems come from? Where do problems come from? You always will have problems. You always will have problems. Amen. You always will have some type of trouble. You're always going to have some kind of inconveniences and difficulties, amen, in life. Because we're dealing with people, sometimes the climate, sometimes, amen, even it's yourself. It could be all type of friends and families. Amen. Regardless of wherever it comes, amen, you have a problem. But the issue is how to solve the problem. And that's what we're about. We're about solving problems. We're about being the answer, being the solution to the problem. Amen. This is where we're in Christ Jesus, and when you're in Christ Jesus, amen, the situation began, amen, because a problem, we define problem, amen, according to the dictionary, is a matter involving uncertainties or difficulties, amen, is uncertainties or difficulties, amen, but it got to be solved, it's solvable, amen, it's uncertainties or difficulties. Amen. And And God given us His Holy Spirit. He given us visions and dreams, and we just need to know how to tap into it. We need to just know how to tap into it. That's what we're about. Amen. In this program, amen, we're about, amen, solutions. Amen. We're about solutions. Amen. We're going to read here what Paul was saying, amen, in the book of Philippians. Amen. Paul was saying in the book of Philippians, and one of the approaches to problems, we want to make sure that we get out of the way. We want to make sure we are out of the way, amen, when you're dealing with problems. We want to make sure, amen, that we're out of the way. Paul is saying here, amen, in the general exaltation, amen, and he began to write this letter, the epistle of Philippians, the fourth chapter, and we're going to pick it up, amen, in the third verse of the first chapter, saying, I urge you also, true champions, help these women who labor with me in the gospel, with Clement also and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. And I'm reading here from the New King James Bible. And you hear me always emphasize, make sure what kind of Bible you have. Make sure what kind of Bible you have. The King James Bible, the Amplified Bible, amen, the Good News Bible, the New International Bible, amen. You want to make sure you have a credible translation, amen, much as possible, amen. You want to go to the foundation closest you possibly can. Once you get in Christ, amen, you begin to work at the fellowship where you're with, and you need to be in a fellowship. You need to be with a group of people that have been there before you and who's been working in Christ before you. Amen. And begin to work in the sea. Amen. So when things arise, they can lead you and direct you in a positive way. In a positive way. Amen. There's nobody, if you're in a group of people and friends and families, and they feed you negativity, they start feeding you against, amen, solving a solution, solving, amen, a problem. You're in a situation where, let's say you need to go, you need transportation, and your car is broke down. And someone will start instructing you, and you start talking to them. They say, well, you need to take all of your tires off the car. Amen. You need to take the hood off the car. And you know, naturally, and common sense will say, well, this doesn't even look right. It's not helping me. It put me more in difficulties. Amen. So there's some natural things and natural thinking that you always have to observe. Amen. Don't just let your hair down. In other words, don't let all your guards down, because now you're in Christ and you feel that, amen, all of your answers, amen, that God will give you is just like a baby. A baby grows, yes, but you still have to feed yourself. You still have to go to work. Amen. You still have to do about your daily activities. What God has done, He has changed your inner man towards unrighteousness, ungodly living. Amen. Confusions and fighting and backbiting against His word. Amen. And against humanity. But you still go about your daily walk. Amen. In life among other people in your family. Amen. So what the situation, what many times we overlooked all of that, amen, because we're young in Christ, but as time goes on, God will send somebody to you, and He will lead someone to begin to talk to you about your daily living. You know, should you go to work now since you're saved? Should you see a doctor now since you're saved? Should you save money now since you're saved? Amen. Should you get married now since you're saved? Amen. Should you, on and on that you normally would do. Amen. But when you come in Christ, the Lord wants to better, give you better life, better quality of living, but also putting him first, put his teaching first in your life. Amen. He don't stop you from living. He don't want you to be a hermit and exile yourself. No, he wants you to continue, amen, to socialize and to be careful how you socialize. Continue to worship him, amen, instead of worship the enemy. So Paul here is writing, amen, the Philippians 4 and the 4th verse. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, he wants you, in this situation, and also how he wants you to carry out your daily activities mentally, he said, now, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learn and receive and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. Amen. So here we go. Here we go. To guard your mind, to keep your mind stable, amen, within Christ. There's so much mental activities happening today. Jesus said in these last days, there's much sorrow out there, much sorrow because, amen, of the how the world is going. You can see for yourself, the Bible is fulfilling itself. The Bible is fulfilling itself. It says about walls and rumors of walls, earthquakes and devil places. Amen. The Bible just fulfilling itself. Amen. Those that want to reject that, those that overlook these different things, amen, they're just being deceived. God is big enough. Amen. The church is strong enough. Amen. The marriage is strong enough to endure all of these confusion. Jesus said one time, the gates of hell should not prevail. Amen. The gates of hell should not prevail. Amen. Against the righteousness and God. Amen. So don't worry about the things that are seen. Amen. You can pull yourself down. You can on the negative side. You can fault yourself for the problems you have. Amen. You can fault your life or whatever. If you want to fault God, your family. But listen, amen. Once we in Christ Jesus, you have overcome them already. Amen. 1 John, the 5th chapter, says, since we in Christ, you have overcome everything already. You had to overcome. Mentally, you believe God. And that same belief that you have, amen, to get your salvation, to come into Christ, you don't change that belief. You do not change that approach to God and through his son, Jesus Christ. You heard the word of God. You accepted it with a whole heart. Amen. So that's how you continue to confront your problems. Amen. Through Jesus Christ. And Paul is saying, listen, I want you to meditate on these things. Amen. Paul said, I want you to think. He said, think, amen, on how to think. Amen. How to deal with things. And he said, if they're noble things, think on it. Amen. Whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure. You know, sometimes your mind can go on all different kind of ramps. Amen. It can go through all kind of different changes before you catch your imagination. Or say, hold on. If it's not pure, don't think about it. Get it out. Garbage in, garbage out. Amen. Rush it out. Push it out. Amen. Buy a song and a hymn and change it. Say, hold it. I don't want that. That is not my way of thinking. Amen. Whatsoever things are just. Amen. And what, you know, what is right and wrong. Amen. Think about that. Think about that. Don't let your mind run. Don't have take control of your mind. Take control of your mind. Whatsoever things are just, pure, lovely. Amen. Whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, meditate on these things. Amen. I'm reading the first of the New King James Bible, Study Bible. And the old King James said, think on these things. Amen. So he doesn't want your mind, amen, to have not control. You control your mind. And that is where the spiritual warfare lies. That is where the spiritual warfare lies. That is where all of the your energy, amen, begin to motivate itself. If you don't take control of your thinking, you don't take control of your thinking. And Paul, the Apostle Paul, found out, amen, he wrote in the book of Romans, the 7th chapter, Apostle Paul said he found out, amen, that the 22nd verse of the 2nd chapter, I'm going to read a couple bit here. He said, for I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me in captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man I am, who will deliver me from this body of sin, of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. So you live in a body. This body is going to go back to the dust. Amen. You can't take anything with you. Amen. I'm quite sure many of you don't want to take the aching pain or the old leg. Seems like it doesn't want to work all the time. And, you know, the old arms. And the body itself is separate. Amen. You notice when you got saved, the only thing really changed was your intellect, your mind, and your spirit. You felt such a great, great joy and compassion. Amen. You come alive, other words, amen, to the world. The things you would never consider, but you're being compassionate to that. Amen. Things that you never really loved, now you love everybody. Remember those days when you accepted Christ and the Holy Spirit came in. But that body still remained the same. The body still remained the same. When Jesus rose from the dead, when Jesus rose, amen, they went to the tomb, amen, and the Mary and them came out and Jesus came out. But nevertheless, but when they was, the brother was at the sitting around having a meal. They were sitting around having a meal, and all of them were sitting there discussing about Jesus. Amen. And Jesus appeared unto them. Amen. The Bible said he appeared unto them. And there was some was afraid, and he said, oh, don't be afraid. God doesn't bring fear in your life. God doesn't bring fear. Amen. That's one problem you can overlook. God doesn't bring fear. Amen. No, he doesn't bring fear. He told them to be relax, fear not, it's I. Amen. He said, handle me and see. So what he did, amen, he began to show them his hands, amen, and his feet. Thomas said, I don't believe it. And he said, Thomas, put your hand, take your hand and put it in these holes in my hand. And look at my feet, Thomas. Amen. He began to talk to him. Amen. And let them know, amen, we're going to have the same body. We're going to have that same body. that same body. Our body doesn't change. Amen. In the resurrection, we're not going to, the body not going to change. The body not going to change. Amen. So the body itself, once we grasp the concept or the reality that your body going to be with you, this body you're going to have, but after the resurrection, after being caught up, amen, and being with Christ in the air, we're going to have a new body. Amen. We're going to have a new body. Amen. We're going to have our legs and our arms. There'll be no pain. Amen. There'll be no problems, because the situation up there in heaven, everybody going to be there. God going to be there. Amen. So there will not be no difficulties. Amen. We define problems. Amen. We define problems as uncertainties and difficulties. Amen. Amen. Uncertainties and difficulties. So if you become aware that you can pray for your body, amen, talk to your body, amen, and realize that this body was born in the dust, it was brought up in the dust, amen, it is going back to the dust, amen. In this world, I know it might be a little far-fetched, you say, oh, no, but look at when Jesus healed. Jesus came healing. Amen. He came healing. And what did he heal? Leprosy. He healed all matter of infirmities. Amen. He healing the body. The body. And the inner man, he said, now the inner man must be born again. Amen. But we live in this natural body. Amen. So once we accept that the natural body and have difficulty, amen, and uncertainty, this is what Paul was saying in Philippians, amen, be careful for nothing. Do not set your sights on something that dealing with man, economy, the natural things. Amen. You know, there's going to be water, the food, climate, storms, rains, walls. Don't set your mind on things that is permanent. You know, let's say case in point, it was coming up early in life when it's time around Christmas time. Amen. Everybody got their bicycles and got the toys, and the parents are cooking late at night, cooking the pies. They stay up all night. Amen. They can't hardly go to sleep because you want to go up under the tree and get the presents. And lo and behold, it's raining and storming outside. Some be so much snow you can't go outside. And oh, what happened? All the children, all the family. Oh, the day is ruined. We had our hopes up, or maybe you had your hopes up, amen, to retire or go on vacation, and some difficulties arise. So now you think life is against you. Not so. Amen. Not so. So problems, where they come from. Make sure number one, that you didn't create the problem. Set a goal that beyond your capability, unless the Lord direct you in all situations. Don't set your goals on people you know will not be trusted. Amen. Unless the Lord say, go ahead and do this, I'll be with you. Amen. Don't set your goals on unrighteous life like you used to have. Amen. And this is where the mental illness come from. Amen. You seem like, say, well, you didn't know the word then. You didn't know the word. The Bible said the way of the transgressor is hard. Like nothing don't work out because of the fact the man or the woman is living off of their lifestyle, breaking God's commandments. They don't trust the neighbor. They steal from the neighbor. Amen. They lie. They steal. All different matter of unrighteousness, so that it's a hard life. It's a hard life. They're always looking over their shoulder. Amen. But when you're living for Christ, amen, we do have some elements that we have to deal with, and that's the natural body. Paul said he found out. Amen. He got to reprogram his mind. He got to reprogram his mind. He has to walk by the word of God. God said, come out from among them. you have to come out from among them because they might be creating a problem for you. But it can be solved. It can be solved. Amen. So we'll lay a little, maybe it might be a little too deep of spiritual background. Amen. But we have to bring it forth. Amen. You just see, amen, there's a lot of illness out there. There are a lot of goals that you feel that God was not in it. Amen. But it might not, that might not be the problem. It might be something simple. Might be something simple to one. Might be difficult to the other one. The resources might not be enormous that some have. So we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it, and that's what we do here. The Doctrine of Truth, we throw it out on the table of discussion, and everybody discussion, everybody comments are welcome. Everybody comments are welcome. Amen. So we're going to the studio now. We're going to open up the studio. Amen. And those of you, amen, here for the first time, you know, if you want to make a comment, amen, we don't fight against each other. We don't ask for your name. The only thing we do is put out the your area code and your last four digits of your telephone number. So if you'd like to give us a discussion, a comment, a vision, a dream, amen, either a little testimony how God had helped you solve, amen, solve your problem or one of your problems, because we always got problems. Might as well let you know that now. Amen. You always will have a problem. Amen. So you finish with the one that you conquered. What it does is builds your faith that God can be trusted, and you learn the truth. Amen. You learn how to walk by faith and not by sight. And the Lord loves for you to walk by faith. Amen. Faith, and faith is the only thing get us with Him. Amen. Because He, without faith, is impossible. He loves to be trusted. He loves to be you to believe in Him. Amen. All right, you can push one on your phone. You call 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. We're talking about, amen, you can push one on your phone. For those of you coming in with the first time that are listening and you want to, you have friends and family, amen, you want to hear, just put your speaker on. Amen, and let them hear as well. Amen, because you never know. Faith come by hearing. Faith come by hearing. And that's why Jesus said, when two or three come together, we need to come together. We're here, amen. We feed in our faith through technology, but we also need to have a physical place that we need to go and shake hands and, amen, give each other a hug and look at each other's face. Amen. And say, well, thank God you made it. Amen. Yes, and those that cannot move around, amen, we could also touch, amen, faith, our voices, amen, our prayers for you, and our prayers for you. Amen. Let's push one on your phone. We're talking about where do problems come from? Where do problems come from? Maybe you have solved something. Amen. You thought it was so difficult. Amen. Maybe it's putting the puzzle together. Amen. A jigsaw puzzle. You thought it was so difficult. Amen. But you needed to have it for your job. You needed to have it for your job. Amen. Maybe you need to have had to read a blueprint. Amen. But you had to have it. Have it done, a map. So you can't say, this is too simple. I can't talk about it. This is too simple. No. We're all here to help one another. Iron sharpening is iron. Amen. That's what we're about. All right. Here we go. We're on in the studio now. And we thank God for you and you and you. Amen. For being here. All of you here. Amen. And this here is a testimony. Many times I say this is a testimony. Amen. That when you start out things, never know, amen, who's going to help you or how God going to help you develop. Amen. It was a thought of mine to help to go out and do spread the gospel. Amen. Or to help, amen, upbuild the family of Christ. And a friend, I went to a meeting, and a friend of mine told me about, amen, Blog Talk. Amen. We started out 15 minutes, and we learned how to do that. We went for 30 minutes, and now we're working on an hour. Amen. So you and you, you and you and you and you and all of you, amen, we thank God for it. So you might be having something that, you know, you have to start. Do not despise small beginnings. Do not despise small beginnings. Amen. All right, telephone lines are open. Telephone lines are open. Amen. We don't want to run too much and overlook your testimony or your thoughts. Amen. We're here, amen, to discuss, amen. This, those who are for the first time, it's just like you're talking on the telephone. Amen. You're just talking for the telephone, but you don't have to give your name. Amen. And we'll give you an area code and your last four digits of your telephone number. Amen. Where do problems come from? Where do problems come from? Amen. I like to hear a person say they don't have no problem. Amen. It might be someone. Amen. It's possible. It's possible. Amen. We're not saying it's not possible. Amen. The person say that they don't have any difficulties. Any difficulties. And to achieve that, we like to know, amen, what, how are you living and what's it about. Amen. And give us direction. Because we all want to grow in Christ. We all want to have the victory. Amen. In every step of our life. Amen. All right. There are some things that in the Bible, as we go ahead, we're waiting. Amen. We don't want the time to run out, but we want to continue to talk about, amen, how to solve problems, how to solve difficulties. Amen. How to solve difficulties. In the book of Matthew, 7th chapter, it's, all right, I think we have area code 305. And the last four digits is 4271. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Doc.
Okay, okay. I'm grateful to be able to listen to you again. I just thanking God for that question you asked, where do problems come from? That and that is, it is an earmark, or I think it's on time to stop for us at this day and think, you know what I'm saying? You got to think about these things. Everything now, you push button and you pick up your phone, you can dial for information, you can YouTube, you know it's there, it's available if you just go for it. But now here's the thing. You think about, where do problems exist? The world is full of, but all of them ain't mine though. Get that up, and I think that's why God saves us, and He frees us. He transforms our mind because He knows us, and He so loved the world, isn't that so? Mm-hmm. And He saves us. And you know, the old folks used to say, it's time for you, boy, to come on in out the world now. That's what the old folks used to say. And I think there's something to it, because problems are always passing, and they just trying to see who they can hitchhike. I think that's a good analogy that I can come up with right there, because if you think about it, there's complaint about the weather now, snowing too much.
Okay.
It's too cold. And all this, and I was right down in there. But then I thought about it one day. The Lord said, just think about what's going on. And the one thing came to my mind, that the guy who shovels snow for a living, he ain't complaining in it. he ain't got no problem. Isn't that something? He's giving God thanks that it's snowing so he can make some money. I said, Lord, look at here. So in short, in short, I think you brought it up there. Transform your mind, Aaron. That's me.
Okay.
Let the Lord transform your mind, and you can see things differently. And things that come against you, God will help you stand. And suddenly, you'll think different if you ain't going down. Isn't that so? If you're mm-hmm. overcoming, you can overcome and overcome. You think different. I think you give God a greater praise. I think joy runs a little bit more. You have a little bit more current to it, if you can say. So I thank God for that question. Where do problems come from? And one thing I thought about, it was kind of funny. You remember, you know oxtails, don't you?
Yes, sir.
You know how much oxtails cost? Nah. You two little bitty pieces, you have to pay $6 for two little bitty pieces.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And it's really high, but now the Lord brought me back to the days of my youth when we could go to the slaughterhouse and get meat, and we used to get Bishop a truck load of oxtails, $29.59.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now they call that the. They call that poor folk food. They used to call that trashy food.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that so?
Mm-hmm.
But now, what God blessed the old folks to know how to cook them things, get that
mm-hmm.
fat off them. Isn't that so?
Mm-hmm.
They done went up on the chain of foods now.
Mm-hmm.
My son called me a few days ago and. He told me, he said, Dad, he said, I'm out here on the ocean. And he said, guess what they got on the menu? I said, what? He said, they serving oxtails. I said, no. He said, yeah. So I'm just saying, you know, problems, your and my mind have to be redeveloped, have to be transformed. By the renewing of your mind, gotta be transformed. You gotta talk with God. Gotta let Him in so He can open your eyes and your hearts. You know, so you can feel right. You know,
mm-hmm.
because these problems are there, all over the place. And believe it or not, in short, Bishop, God told us this. Amen. From the beginning, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Now, people are getting killed. People are killing one another. People are stealing. People are doing things to ladies, and people are not only overstepping their rights with ladies, but they are getting doctors to change their bodies and all this kind of stuff. And God said way back from the beginning, it will be like this because of sin. Now it's happening. Amen. And people of what are having heart attacks and the news, you can't hear nothing good for all the bad stuff because we have to listen to God. We have to get with Him. He's the source of life, and He knows where this thing is going. And I thank you for listening, Bishop, because that's a serious question. It's so simple, but it's time for us to get with Jesus and stay with Him. Thank you, sir.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God bless you. Yes, sir. He said, in the days of Noah and Lot, so shall it be.
That's
Amen.
What he said.
Yes, sir. And Jesus said that walls and rumors of walls and we see it taking place. We see it taking place. Amen. And man's heart will faint to see the things that's coming. Amen. But thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the insight. Amen. Doc always getting us started here. Amen. We have some more comments out there, I'm quite sure. Amen. Let's press 1 on your phone, those that are in. Amen. Have a comment. Amen. A question. Amen. That's why we keep... floor open here in this program that you can express yourself, amen, and to you don't have to reveal your name. We just call your area code and your last four digits, amen, to be some things need to be talked out. And those that are young in Christ, amen, you're just getting started, amen, put yourself around, amen, those that have been there before you, been there before you, amen, to living this thing out, living it out, we have the victory. We have the victory. It's one thing to say you got the victory, amen, but when you're in the hot water, amen, you can't feel it, feel like it's victory, but just hold on a little while longer. Just hold on a little while longer. All right, let's press 1 on your phone. Amen. And we're glad to have you in. Amen. We're just talking about where do problems come from? Where do problems come from? Amen. The little things that you're going through now, you might count it. God, do not put no more on you. Then you can stand. That's what Peter said. Amen. So there are some things that we carry around are weights. Amen. They're weights. And we're just waiting here for someone else to push one on your phone. But there are some things when you come into Christ that it weights you down. It weights you down. And fishing was one of my, I used to love the fish. Amen. I go out on the ocean and there's fish. Amen. But it costs so much, I have to drive so far. Amen. So when I got into Christ, amen, and began to, I found that was one of the activities that I couldn't do as much. I still do it when I get a chance to relax. But to go out there and invest so much and so many hours in it and have to go. Amen. And want to go. Amen. I found it was weighing me down. Amen. So I had to adjust that. So there might be things that you might have to modify. Paul said, renew your mind. Amen. You know, transform it. We adjust. Positive for your spiritual growth. Amen. Yes, we need vacation. We need relaxation. To get away from it sometimes it's 1 or 2 days to get away from it. You can see clearer. All right, I don't want to go too far here because our time is about slowly slipping away. Might be somebody else will make a comment as well. Amen. This is to help you to grow in Christ. Amen. It's it. Problems don't make you believe God. No. You read the Bible. Amen. All the brethren and apostles and they didn't leave Christ. Amen. They went through some difficulty. Amen. But they stayed with God. Even old man Jonah. Amen. Being obedient and disobedient Jonah was. And yet and still he knew what he had to do. He knew what his job was. Amen. He knew he had a very important job. Amen. And God brought problems. God brought a big old whale and he was Jonah saw he saw everybody on the ship was having problems, and Jonah realized that wait a minute y'all, and the captain saw him down there sleeping, down below the deck. He said, wait a minute, young sir, you gonna have everybody up here. This ship is rolling and about to turn over, and the storm and the ocean, and you down here sleeping. Everybody's calling on their God, and here you are. Amen. He said, Jonah got up and got moving. Jonah said, I know what the problem is. I'm the problem. Throw me overboard. And everything will be okay. Amen. Jonah knew God, and he knew God could help him and help everybody around him. Amen. And when Jonah got, God had prepared in that problem, in his disobedience, God had Jonah. Amen. A way out. God had given Jonah a way out. He took it. Amen. He preserved Jonah, and Jonah, amen, still, after Jonah had saved the town, Jonah still was a little grumpy. Amen. So don't put yourself, don't let the enemy put self, that you still have to have your selfish ways. Amen. Because it could create a lot of problems for you. Amen. Create a lot of problems for you. All right. We want to, you can push one on your phone. Push one on your phone. You can dial one. Those of you as well want to review these programs in entirety, you can go to www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org is our website, and as well, amen, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, Blog Talk Radio, amen, / Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole, amen. You can go to the SFOs, and you can view many other type topics live. As you can play 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We are being recorded, amen. It's for the building of your spiritual growth. We try to address subjects that you might not hear in Bible studies or any other place. Amen. That's why we're here at Doctrine of Truth. All right, I think we have Bill 5 again, 4271. Amen. You can push 1. Yes, sir.
Bishop.
God bless you.
While you was talking there, the Lord brought a thought up today, and I thought I'll say it because it's the very thing that's going on today. The question that you bringing forth is really, it's awakening for not only the church but the entire world. I think sometime we know a thing like Paul wrote to the church and we don't do it. We let it get away from us, you know. But what it's really doing is unveiling the fact that the devil, Satan himself, is working hard at us because of the time.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to turn us away from our stand with God. He always shooting poisonous darts with illnesses. These things don't come from God. But I heard the Lord said the love of God is the answer to the situation. And then he brought the fact about, he said God sent Jesus, but Jesus never ratified divorce for the church. Isn't that something?
All right.
He
All right.
said that how the devil, he said, now you alive, you're going to have trouble. And that's what you that's what you're bringing forth. Trouble will come. Amen? Because trouble is in everybody's home. But then he said, you come to Jesus, let God handle it. You see, don't divorce. He said, now you separate, just like you were just saying. And that's what brought it on. You separate, get your heads together, let it pass. And Paul said there, he said that Satan don't get advantage of you. So by him saying that uncovers him. He the one trying to destroy your marriage. You see? So I thank God for that, because these things need to be freshly spoken every day. This way our radio time should go, to help people, because everybody's suffering. The devil got a finger on everybody. He trying to destroy everybody through troubles. So that right there is what I wanted to say, Bishop.
All right. Very good, because in these times, God pulling off the cover of things that of think they've been hidden. And you take a look at what's happening. Amen. All these things that God has it's mass crimes and mass abuse been going on. They thought it was hidden, you know, against our young boys. There's been a mass abuse.
They
thought it had been hidden. Amen. God pulling the cover, He revealing it. Isaiah, He revealing it. All right. We think we can take two more calls, and regardless of whatever it is, Isaiah 1:18 say, "You shall eat good of the land." Amen. Come now, let us reason together. Amen. The Lord revealed to me one time, God's people need to know how to negotiate. Amen. We need to know how to sit down and talk it out. You know, the countries that think they might go to war, they send ambassadors and sit down and try to talk it out. Talk policy. Amen. Let's talk this thing out here. It's especially among God's people. Amen. God's people, let us reason together. Amen. Let's talk it over some things and let's find a common ground. Find a common ground. Amen. All right. We can take two more comments. Amen. I thank God for you and you and you. Amen. Like we say, we're working on spiritual growth here at Doctrine of Truth. Go back to go to your computer and you can just tap in Doctrine of Truth, Blog Talk Radio. Go to blogtalkradio.com. Host Doctrine of Truth. Amen. All right. All right, I think we're back at 305 again, 4271. I think we're back there. Amen. Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
I used to hear the late Elder Pace. He used to preach, and he get things stirred up there, and people start confessing, and Elder Pace said, "Don't look at me." He said Jesus started this a long time ago.
Yes, sir.
He said, "Don't blame me." He said, we have to come together and just like you said and talk this thing out. And you notice today, there are walls. That things are not a wall at first. It's not a knockdown drag out at first. It became from just an idea disagreement, and people
yeah.
that. People today don't listen. They don't, and you need to forgive and let God help you. You see, He helped you to overcome. I'm a witness to that. You know,
mm-hmm.
Regardless of what happens or what your troubles are, you can turn. That's what salvation is all about. To pick us up out of the dirt that we have been in. Stuff that we accumulated, and I like your stands on let stuff go. You know what I'm saying? What you keep dipping and dabbling at? Do you feel better when you're fussing and fighting and just arguing? No. Do what Jesus did. He didn't already died for you. You ain't got to die for this stuff no more. Let it go. Amen. That's what you got to do. Ain't that right?
Let it get over it. Amen.
Yeah.
Get over it. Let's go move on. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, you're going to have to lead us in a prayer. Amen. Because we're getting ready to move, closing out here. Go ahead and lead us in a prayer.
Lord, we are grateful. We are grateful for giving us understanding. We thank you. I take pleasure in watching your Father, how you look over your children, how you give us understanding. According to your word, we thank you for helping us in our struggling on this earth. We thank you, oh God, for giving us even in our thoughts the thing that we said we would do, and you discourage us from doing it. We thank you, Lord, for how you're bringing people in today out of sin, how you're forgiving them, and you're helping us to stand. Amen. Through our human efforts and our humanity, we hurt pain. We thank you, Father, for how you break yokes and you destroy all these things, how insects and all kind of diseases are coming on the earth today, but yet you give us understanding, and most of the time when we just humble ourselves and pray, you said, and seek your faith, you would answer. We thank you, Lord, for the giving us understand that medicine don't take the place of your healing, because you healing come from you, and we just praise you for sending medicine. But we thank you, God, for joy that with your people, And we ask you to keep us, oh God, in this hour. Keep Bishop and his family and all the listeners today. Increase the listeners that they may hear the word from this man. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. But those of you that feel that you probably have a situation that has come upon you from your family, your generation, amen, read Ezekiel 18. The prophet was saying, the soul that sinneth, it shall die.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Your father, your grandchildren, your all of that, that didn't bring the problem. Amen. Sin brought the problem, so you don't have to go on living thinking that because of this. All right. Look like we have area code 561, last four digits 5981. God bless you. 561-5981. Give us a prayer.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, O God, for this day, dear Lord. Thank you, O Lord, for this broadcast, O God. Thank you for this lesson on tonight. Where those problems come from? Father, you told us many years ago that from the beginning of time, man born of a woman has but a few days, and they're going to be full of trouble. We ask you, the ones out the other day that are going through, we ask you, keep your eyes on Jesus, because our help comes from the Lord. Whatever we do, oh God, we ask you, oh God, to bless the broadcast, bless Bishop Poole, bless the listeners, oh God. Help us, oh God, to continue just to do your word, occupy our time with you until you come. We just thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. If we have another prayer, anyone else, amen, would like to give a prayer, amen. You know, many of us have the scars, amen, of going through, but that make a good soldier. Amen. These things come to make you strong. And remember, God don't put no more on you than you can bear. Amen. You can bear it, but maybe you think you didn't have the strength. Paul said, I can do all things in Christ that strengthened me. Amen. Many times you feel that you don't have the strength, but God will give you the strength. Amen. He wants you to be lean on him. Amen. We're not alone anymore. Amen. He wants you to lean on him. 954-4485. No. By God wants you to lean on him. He wants you, amen, to depend on him. Amen. Because he is your God. He is your heavenly God. Amen. Isaiah said, he said, God was boasting, he said, I'm God. I don't know nobody else. He said, I'm God. I don't know anyone. There are these little gods. Now, there's some little old ones that run around, think they're gods, but no. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Go to Doctrine of Truth. Amen. But first, go to www.blogtalkradio.com. Amen. And you put in Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. Amen. And you find have another short prayer. Amen. You can listen to all these broadcasts in entirety. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend. 954-4485. Have a short prayer.
Gracious Father, we come before you again as humble as we know how, God. We just thank you for the broadcast. God, we thank you for the lessons and the studies and all the listeners. Father God, you tell us that trouble don't last always, God, and that even through our trials and through our testimony and our tribulations, God, it brings about a hope in us, God. So we pray, God, that you continue to watch over us and keep us, God, as we go through, understanding as we go through, we're growing in you today, God. For we thank you right now for all you've done, all the listeners, God. We pray that you keep us in your will and your way, God. We'll give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you for having us. Amen. Thank you for coming together at 305-561-954-407. Amen. Thank God for all of you and all of you. Amen. Jesus said, when two or three come together, there he in the midst. Amen. So hold on to your strength. Amen. You have strength in Christ Jesus. Remember, we won already. We are winners. We are winners in Christ. I just have to walk like we're winners. God bless you till next time. God bless you, Bishop Poole. God bless you.